obedience to you, Father. Oh, by your fire, sword of your grace, I circumcise this new creature of yours, destroying all of his old lust. Say it. Half been done. Gonna leave him that way? No, sir. God didn't just create the waters and leave them dead. He said, let there be life. Now the early church and the old Catholic church, boy, they got in real problem like that. They built a kingdom of 666, leaving people without life. Didn't they? So now we're going to lay our hand right down there. We're going to strike him alive. In faith in the Father. He agrees he needs life. I agree he needs life. And the Father has already given all things to pertain to life and godliness. Clothed upon him and clothed upon my hands. Is this correct? Father, in obedience to you, I strike him alive. Your new spirit of life, all in his body and in his organs. Half been done. Real simple. Real easy. How you feeling, kid? Do you reckon we're doing this thing right? Is it following the pattern? Sure, in Revelation, the 14th chapter, God said that it was time to worship him that created heaven and earth. Time to move into the Creator God. Oh, yes. The angel flew through the heavens preaching the everlasting gospel. And the everlasting gospel, you know what the everlasting gospel is? How many of you know what it is? It's the gospel of the family of God. The everlasting gospel, it started. And everlasting, he gathered his family down through the ages. Oh, yes. And then the call came to worship God, the one that created heaven and earth and all things therein. Then right at the last of the book of Revelation, we see a promise fulfilled. It said, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. God dwelling in them, walking in them, living in them, moving in him. Behold, I've spread my tent over my people. And the mystery is finished. This is where we're headed, you and I. We're headed into the beginning as the family of God. And he sealed us into the body, into his body of fire and love. And there he said, begins, as that seal is broken, there's several things we do to break the seal. We wouldn't dare go into there without being purified in his order, would we? But we're being purified so that we can be sealed in the fire of his body and be sent forth. Actually brought forth out of him just like Jesus Christ was. This is the gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there was nothing made without the Word of God. And Jesus Christ said, I came from the beginning in the Father. I came out of him. And he created Jesus Christ through his Word. Okay? So now Jesus Christ is leading us right back, or leading us into the place of the beginning, so he can start the same work or do the same work in us to bring us forth full-grown sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, and set us in order in his kingdom. And the simplicity of the thing, every time a mystery is unfolded, the simplicity of it fulfills the scriptures. It says, though a man be a fool, he not err therein. You wonder why in the world you didn't see that before. Don't you? You know why? Because you were seeking after the way of men and not following Jesus. But now you're being led by the Lamb. The Holy Ghost has taken every work of Jesus Christ and just laid it out for you where you could lead him, where you could follow him one step at a time. Tomorrow night we're going to wind this up, the Lord willing, getting all the people set in order and getting their body purified by fire and move on to the next step. All right? Or do we want to put it in the beginning? Oh,
yeah. Wonder what that is that you're feeling this morning working in you. I feel his peace, regenerated in me. I feel His love. Regenerated in me. Saturate you, ooh, possessing you this morning. How many feel it possessing you? Ooh, feel it saturating the whole building. Ooh, let's sing it one more time. I feel His peace regenerated in me. I feel His love regenerated in me.
Understanding.
A peace of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, regenerated in me.
Been cleansed.
My mind has been cleansed.
have been regenerated.
Have been made a new mind.
Of Jesus Christ. My soul hath been cleansed. Hath been regenerated. Hath been made a new soul. Of Jesus Christ. My voice has been cleansed. Hath been regenerated. Hath been made a new voice. Of Jesus Christ. My will hath been cleansed.
Hath been regenerated.
Hath been made a new will.
Of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Something to shout about, isn't it? Let me ask you a question before we get started. Did you have to work for it? How many had to work for it? Oh, you mean to tell me you came by grace? Through faith? Not of works of righteousness? Oh, of your own efforts, of your own religious standards? It means simply by grace through faith. Oh, my mind hath been cleansed. Oh, hath been regenerated. Hath made a new mind. Of Jesus Christ. Oh, that makes me shout. Oh. After coming out of a society of religious darkness, after coming out of a world full of darkness, no light therein, coming into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of His Son, Jesus Christ, letting the light thereof shine in my mind, regenerating my mind, it just makes me shout. Oh! Oh. Because He took that old mind of mine, and He swallowed up my mind, He cleansed my mind, purged it. Oh, then He regenerated His life inside of it with the renewing of the Holy Ghost, and now I have the mind of Jesus Christ. My soul hath been cleansed. I can hardly believe that one. Oh. Soul full of its own desires, lust, hatreds. Oh. Soul full of its own ways. You know, He didn't even look down and look at my old wicked soul, though. Oh, He looked at my heart. Just saw a spark of obedience in there. And He said, all I have to do is draw them unto me. Oh, and if they'll come unto me, He said, what I'll do, He said, I'll clothe upon their soul. He said, I'll swallow them up, cleanse their soul. Then by renewing of the Holy Ghost, He'll regenerate a new soul in there. And I got a new soul this morning. Oh. Oh. I have the soul of Jesus Christ. And I have the soul of the Father. Full of His righteousness. Full of His desires. And my old desires have been washed out of there by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. I got something to shout about this morning. My soul hath been cleansed. Have been regenerated. Have been made a new soul. Oh, Jesus Christ. My will hath been. been cleansed.
My will
hath been regenerated.
Hath been
made a new will. Of Jesus Christ. My body hath been cleansed. Hath been regenerated. Hath been made a new body. Of
Jesus Christ.
Let's all lift our hands and just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Just begin to let the gifts operate. Let them rip. Oh, listen.
And I've spoken all by the promise of old. Yeah, and I shall go to me. And I shall write myself in my laws and signs. And I shall be unto them a God. And they shall be unto me a people. And this day hath this scripture been fulfilled.
For surely saith the Lord. Yea, know ye not that I swallowed you up? Yea, inside of me, saith the Lord. Yea, and that I have cleansed you. Yea, and purged you. Yea, and regenerated my life inside of you. Yea, and I have even delivered you up, even unto thy father, saith the Lord. Yea, and I did deliver thee this day, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Not written in my word. Yeah, that in that day, yeah, them, Yea, and I shall walk with them. Yea, and I shall live inside them, saith the Lord thy God. Yea, and be it known unto thee that this scripture is fulfilled in thine ears, saith the Lord. Yea, for I have swallowed up my people. Yea, and I have borne my life inside of them. Yea, and I have made them one with me, flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. Yea, and I have given it unto them. Yea, even the life of my son, saith the Lord. In that day, he said, I'm going to walk with them, walk in them. He said, I'm going to dwell among them. He said, I'm going to live inside of them. Oh, not only that, but he said, they shall be a people unto me, and I shall be a God unto them. Oh, do you accept that? How many are beginning to realize what the Lord has been doing in you? Are you beginning to understand what he's doing in you? Oh, I know after you get around, finish wrestling with it a little bit in your mind, you'll come at rest about it. But some of you begin to move into that rest already. Oh. And you begin to understand that there are two things working inside you now. The regeneration, the life of Christ, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Oh. Oh. And these two things, if you'll submit to them, will carry you right on into maturity and the fullness of the life of Christ. Carry you right into maturity and the fullness of your ministry. Whoa. Whoa. And you won't even have to do anything about it. Do you believe this is the plan of God for your life? To walk in the fullness of Christ? Some of you begin to realize that is, you simply confess, my mind hath been swallowed up inside of the mind of Christ. Whoa. And on into the mind of the Father. Hath been cleansed. Hath been regenerated. You begin to feel it working in there, don't you? So simple, so easy. Oh. My mind hath been cleansed, hath been regenerated, hath made a new mind of Jesus Christ. Oh. You'll come to the place
For all you'll have to do is sort of breathe it. Think about it in your mind. Oh. Think about your mind, have been swallowed up in his mind, have been cleansed, have been swallowed up into the mind of the Father, have been regenerated, and you begin to feel it working right in there. As you simply thinking about it. Oh. Some of you already, all you have to do is think about, my voice has been swallowed up into the voice of Jesus, have been cleansed, have been regenerated, have been swallowed up into the Father, and you begin to feel it working in there, don't you? Begin to feel the words, the prophecy rolling, moving up into that voice and on into your mind. Has this been happening to you? Scriptures would come alive to you. Might be scriptures that you knew of the natural, but as you begin to breathe that confession, think about it, those scriptures would flow up into your mind and all of a sudden bring life to you. How many has that been happening to you? Is this the plan of God for you? My voice hath been cleansed. Have been regenerated. Have been made a new voice of Jesus Christ. Some of you with desires in your soul. Things that have been bothering you a long time. You find out that some of these desires that you've been battling all your life, all at once they're gone. You woke up this morning, you looked around, and all of a sudden you realize those desires were gone out of your life. And you didn't have to do a thing about it, did you? My soul has been swallowed up. Put it on air conditioning. Into the mind, into the soul of Jesus. Have been cleansed. Have been regenerated. Renewing of the Holy Ghost, swallowed right up into the soul of the Father. You found out you got a new soul in there, didn't you? With new desires, the desires of Jesus Christ. My soul hath been cleansed.
My soul hath been cleansed.
Hath been regenerated.
Hath been regenerated.
Hath been made a new soul.
Hath been made a new soul.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Ooh. Why did this happen? Do you know why? Because this is the plan of God for your life. It's to bring you forth, or to bring about cleansing into your life, is to take the body of Jesus, clothe it down upon you, swallow up your old body. Cleanse your old body. Purge it. Then regenerate its life inside of your body. And then with the renewing of the Holy Ghost and delivering you up into the Father, clean, pure, and righteous before God. Do you believe this is the plan of God? We have tried all our life to stand before God clean and pure. And every time we come before Him, all guilt and condemnation and all the workings of our own nature would be thrown up in our face. And we'd even try to slip around and hide from them. But this way here, the perfect plan of God is to come to Jesus Christ, let Him clothe down upon you, swallow you up, cleanse your life, then deliver you right to the Father. The mystery of God is finished. Listen to the Apostle Paul speaking. When he, Jesus, shall have delivered the kingdom back up to the Father, then he shall come and rest. The Apostle John said it a little bit different. He said, he that overcometh, God speaking now, shall inherit all things. And I shall be unto him a God, and he shall be unto me a son. Not any of this manifest sons of God doctrine that's going on in the world. But by the regeneration of the Son of God in your life. Regenerated through the body and the life of Jesus Christ. Regenerated through the life, body of Christ, and delivered up to the Father, and there the regeneration process takes place. Christ welding you up into His body regenerates you, forms you, or makes you into His likeness. Is your understanding coming open on this? As you submit to this in faith, then you enter into a life called overcoming. Or do you want to struggle with the rest of your life? What are the problems in your life? Trying to figure out what's good with you? Trying to figure out what's bad with you? Or do you want to live that overcoming life? If you submit to it, you're living that life of overcoming, and your life will simply come at rest. You are then ready to become a joint worker with Jesus Christ. Let Him work through you, in you, to deliver other people into Jesus Christ, and then on into the Father. Ah. My mind hath been cleansed. Have been regenerated. Have been made a new mind. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Righteousness,
which we have done
in our own efforts,
but according to His mercy,
He saved us,
everyone,
by the washing of
regeneration
and the renewing
of the Holy
to it real good now. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, everyone, by the washing of regeneration and by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, there is no other way that He does this in your life but by the plan that He has set forth in His Word. And that's for you to come to Jesus Christ by faith and let Him wash His life inside of your life, regenerate it, and renew it by the Holy Ghost. When you were first saved, you called upon the name of the Lord, had a personal experience with Jesus Christ. No matter what you said, "Lord Jesus, save me," or "I accept you," whatever it was, then the Holy Ghost overshadowed you. And begin to wash the life of Christ into you, or regenerate His life in there. Wash His mind inside of your mind. Wash His soul inside of your soul. Wash His life all inside of you, all inside of your body, all inside of your legs. Oh, you don't accept it this way though, do you? You mean to tell me you still think that He did it by you praying through, begging God, telling Him you wouldn't do it anymore? Lord, if you just save me, I won't do it anymore. Or do you believe this is the way He's done it? Then by the renewing of the Holy Ghost, there should have been the next step. Holy Ghost overshadowed you, begin to baptize you or fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Begin to speak in tongues. Well, this is only a start of it. This process continues on. Until you come into the New Jerusalem. Till you come into the throne of God, where Jesus said, in that day, the Son of Man shall sit upon the throne of regeneration. There we find him clothed upon one with the Father. And we just come to him by faith and accept in our heart and our mind and our whole body have been swallowed up inside of his body, and we feel the Holy Ghost come down upon us and swallow us up into his body. And swallow us inside. And he begins to move in us and through us, cleansing out all of our own life, all of our own nature, in our mind, in our heart, in our body, in our will. And then he regenerates his life inside of us. My body hath been cleansed, hath been regenerated, hath been made a new body. Oh, Jesus Christ. You accept it this way? Then the scripture is fulfilled in your life that death, this is death, ain't it? This old body, your old mind, your old soul, your will, your heart, all the workings of death. That death has been swallowed up into life. My old body of death and diseases, sickness and pain, working in my flesh, in my mind and soul, hath been swallowed up into life. Until this time, you still had old death working in you. the old body and the Adam nature, sicknesses, diseases, and pain in your body. Oh, in your mind, there were still workings of worry, fear, and oppression working in there. But as you come to him in faith with your simple confession, my body hath been swallowed up, my mind hath been swallowed up, my soul hath been swallowed up, hath been cleansed, hath been regenerated. Whoa. Then that scripture is fulfilled in you that death is swallowed up into life. Then he regenerates his new life inside of you. Oh. Is that what you've been feeling this morning? My body hath been swallowed up. Hath been cleansed, hath been made a new body by regeneration, the body of Christ, the life of Christ doth now live in me and move out through me. Try to get the life of Christ working out through us. Get his life working in us. By then trying to know what was good with us and what was wrong with us. Eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Oh, you never done that though, did you? Oh. Satan slipped in and said to us, well, if you can know what's wrong with you, then you can destroy the thing out of your life. You can cut it out of your life, so then you'll be just like God is. Oh, yes, he did. That's what he told Adam and Eve was, wasn't it? He told them, if you just eat of that tree of good and evil, the knowledge of good and evil, then you'll just be just like God is. Because you'll know what's good for your life, and you'll know what's evil. And you'll be just like God. Oh. But God said, I never gave you a choice. He said, I never told you to eat of the tree of good and evil. He said, all I told you to do was eat of the tree of life. He said, I knew if you ate of the tree of good and evil, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then Satan would use that against you and destroy you. Said, if you want to live my life, or be like me, he said, then you got to eat the tree of life. Oh. Oh. Do you accept that? By the regeneration plan that God gives you and offers you, no longer do you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you do, it'll destroy you. But you come to him by faith, let him swallow you up, Let him cleanse you. Ooh, let him regenerate. Let him renew you with the Holy Ghost. And then you'll live the life of God. Oh. You can go on and try to live the life of Christ with the knowledge of good and evil, and it'll destroy you. Because you'll do one of two things. You'll either look at your life and say, look how good I am. Begin to pat yourself on the back. Be puffed up in pride. Or become religious and still have those things working in you. Or you'll try to suppress them by your own workings of your flesh, by religious guilt and condemnation, and live a life beat down, condemned for the rest of your life. But I choose to live the life God chose. Oh. Oh. Is this the life you want? Or do you want to continue on choosing what kind of life you want to live? Do you want to continue on saying what is good in your life? Or saying what is evil in your life? That won't get it, will it? Only the knowledge of the tree of life said is what you shall eat. In a big mess. If you were like me, an evil person with evil desires and an evil nature, and try to live by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then what the devil does to you is try to make you live the good life. Oh. Then you try to suppress the evil desires in your heart, the things that are wrong with you. Then he'll tell you to substitute them with good things. Then you're going around doing good things with an evil heart. But that's not the life of Christ, is it? Oh. Lord Jesus. Oh, I accept your way. Oh, of regeneration. Oh. Lord Jesus, I choose to live by your plan of regeneration, not by the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, but by the life of Christ regenerated in me. Lord Jesus, I accept that I have been swallowed up into your body. Oh, now feel him just swallow you right up there. Oh, 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 have cleansed my old ways. Oh, in your new ways, have been regenerated inside of my mind, in my will, in my heart, in my body. Oh, have been cleansed. have been regenerated. Feel it working in there. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept that I have been delivered into the body of my Father. Now feel him deliver you right into that body, Father. Swallow you right up there. You accept this way? Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept your way of regeneration. By faith, I say, oh, that I have been swallowed up inside of your body. Oh, my body, my mind, my heart, oh, my soul, hath been swallowed up, and cleansed in your body. Oh, feel it cleansing. By faith, hath been regenerated your soul inside of my soul. Oh, your mind inside of my mind. Oh, your body inside of my body. It has been renewed with the Holy Ghost. Been delivered into my Father. Now feel him just deliver you right into the Father. It's not by words of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the whole